Well, good Monday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In to take a look at what's been happening at the Chicago Board of Trade, the CME Group. This is, of course, Illinois Public Medium from Chicago. Corn futures are up today. Nearby September, 13.5 cents higher at 386. December at 396.75. Up 13 cents. The March futures 13.25 higher, and the May futures are up 12.5 at 413.75. Next year's December 7.75 higher in the corn pit at 406.75. Soy complex is 23 cents higher in the nearby beans. August contract at 10.32. September at $9.92.25, up 16.75. November 16 higher at 9.79.5. And January at 9.84, up 16. March 9.77.5, up 15.25. And the May futures at 15 higher, 9.69.25. July 9.69.75, up 13.5. Next year's November, 9.5 cents higher. Bean meal is up $8 at 3.60.60. Bean oil at 30.36, 33 cents higher. Wheat futures in the September contract at 5.18.75, up 8.25 for the day. December at 5.23.25, 7.5 cents higher. And July of next year for the soft red, up 7.25 at $5.39. Hard red, 8.75 at 5.02. And the December futures at 5.22.75, up 9. July at 5.52.5, up 5.75. Live cattle futures in the August are 72.5 cents higher, $150.30. October up 57.5 cents at 149.10. August feeders at 213.30 are 82.5 cents lower for the morning. September down a dollar and a nickel at 209.52.5, and lean hogs 52.5 cents higher at $77.85. October at 64.32.5, up 20 cents. On the line to take a look at these numbers and what happened over the weekend and expectations for not only the crop progress report this afternoon, but of course the USDA World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates and the first crop production for the corn and soybeans of the year is Kurt Kimmel. He's in Bates at the Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt. What a weekend it's been.
Oh, boy. What a pleasant surprise here this morning. If you're one needing some higher prices, just kind of off to the races here and seeing some strong buying interest here starting out the week here, Todd.
Now, why is that the case?
Well, several factors. One is we are seeing renewed interest in export interest, especially on beans to Asia. They're behind. They need to continue to buy U.S. beans at a steady pace. Domestic-wise, they're still scrambling to buy some old beans here domestically here in the U.S. Producer approval sold out clear last fall, last winter, and so harvest is not quite participating yet in the South. There is corn. There's some corn harvest activity in Texas and deep South, but for say beans is still ways away. So we got a little bit of a window hidden through here. Then anticipation of some positive numbers come Wednesday morning, or the fear that we could see some positive numbers Wednesday morning. Then lastly is the technical action we've seen here. We went from oversold to overbought to oversold, and we formed some bottoms in here with some pretty good reversal action. Beans did form an island bottom, for say. There's a 1.25 cent chart gap there left from Friday's trade to last night's low that the technicians are viewing as fairly supportive here. So the green light's on. The green line went above the red line here this morning, so we're seeing quite a bit of buying activity take place.
Do you expect it to continue throughout the day today?
We feel so. It's one of those situations, straight up, straight down, straight up. There is nothing in between. It's a pedal to the metal, and as our good friend in the Deep South says, it's giddy up and go time in through here. I wouldn't be surprised see some hedge pressure late in the day or may turn around Tuesday here tomorrow, but for the most part, things are in fairly strong hands. 50% back up in the beans to the highs we had here a couple weeks ago was 985. We've been to 982.75, so November beans 985, 85.5 could provide a little resistance. And the D's corn first objective here would be this gap area left on the way down from 402 down to 399 and a quarter. So it'll be interesting to see how December corn futures handle that gap. So it's just a few cents higher in through here. So we're approaching levels where we could probably see some stable trade after the good buying interest here this morning.
The last 5 days have seen some needed rainfall across parts of the Corn Belt, even in our part of the world. A nice rainfall over the weekend in central to east central Illinois. I didn't exactly see where that storm front ran. Is it helpful at this point, do you suppose, and to which crops is it going to be helpful?
Well, it's helpful for those areas that's been seeing less than expected rain here over the last few weeks. There's some areas that dried out fairly well. Corn, it's going to be somewhat helpful. Corn damage is, in our minds, fairly well done. Mm-hmm. It'll help test weight. I don't know about tips and so forth, we'll see. But the big thing is the beans. August makes and breaks the beans, so it's probably going to be more beneficial for the beans. But the thing is, we saw some moisture up here in the northern part of the Midwest. The Delta, the deep south, continues to struggle. They are seeing scorching temperatures. And we got to remember, 23-25% of the beans in the nation comes out of the south, so we'll be watching that weather pattern here as we move through the week.
Yeah, I have to admit that I made a trip to my hometown where I grew up, near Elkhart. That's in Logan County near Springfield, but on Interstate 55, just to the south of Lincoln, over the weekend. And usually when I come into Logan County, I always expect to be impressed. It tends to be a garden spot in the state. It shows that with the highest cash rents, by the way, in the nation. I know. It remains that way. And honestly, I was surprised. The damage is done. And they had water, but they didn't have rainfall like we have had in parts of east central Illinois when in that Watseka area. But their crop suffered. And it looks like at least the corn crop, the damage is done there. And it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out and what the yield monitors say when things are all said and done, I believe.
Yeah, so, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster rolling through the field, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to see some. For the most part, guys are saying, one end of the field's fairly good, but the other end's just terrible. And there's
right.
This field's playing terrible, and there's fields that's playing great. So how you average that all out, that's going to be quite interesting.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good, Todd. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here on Illinois Public Media.